FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The portfolio committees of police and justice are weighing the options they can take to address the allegations made by KZN police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi of criminal and political interference in SAPS investigations. The committees earlier jointly listened to the legal options that can be taken. These include a full-blown investigation or setting up an ad hoc committee, which majority of the MPs ruled out as a possible options. Fadil Adams from the National Coloured Congress says the committee also needs to probe Mkhwanazi on his claims and possible motive.
You know, so much has been said about General Mkhwanazi and the allegations he made, and I find it very, very suspicious that a full minister is suspended and the deputy national commissioner is suspended on the basis of an allegation, but seven seniors, generals in SAPS, are charged and they're still at work, and General Mkhwanazi is coming out in defense of these people.
The EFF's Eugene Mthethwa has cautioned the public against bias.
At the same time, we must wait for the commission of inquiry to now give the natural justice to what the allegations are about, because we haven't heard the other side of the story. So we must wait for the investigations to be completed by the commission of inquiry before we become the portfolio committees entrusted with the responsibility of holding the executive accountable.
At the same time, Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie has unveiled what is being described as a bold vision to digitize museums, revamp Robben Island and support creatives. He's presented his budget in Parliament and says the plans are to attract a new generation to museums. In addition, the minister has set aside 1.7 billion rand for arts promotion alongside 315 million rand for an employment stimulus. He's also stressed the urgency in fixing creative sector challenges.
We are proud to have established 17 CCI sector cluster organizations whose formation was necessitated by pandemic challenges facing the creative sector. The artist has been dying poor for 30 years. This will be supported by a budget of 34 million. Getting our creative cluster going again is number one priority for us.
Itakwini Mayor Cyril Tlaba wants tighter controls over the management of private water tankers. It's after operators in parts of the city temporarily suspended their services over payment delays. Newswatch's Tamasha Khani reports.
The suspension by private operators has affected communities that rely on tankers during periods of intermittent water supply. The mayor says he's received complaints from residents in Ntuzuma and Umzinyathi about vehicles not being available. He says private operators play a critical role in supplementing the city's fleet of 299 tankers. Tlaba cited budget constraints from the previous financial year as the reason for the payment delays. The city says it's reviewing its internal financial workflows to ensure invoices are processed and paid within agreed timelines. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And at least 20 people have died in a stampede at an aid point in Gaza. It happened at a hub in the southern city of Khan Yunus. The Israeli-backed aid program has blamed agitators in the crowd and says one of the victims was stabbed. Durban 23 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 26. The top story, the portfolio committees on police and justice are weighing the options they can take to address the allegations made by KZN's police boss of criminal and political interference in police investigations. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.